Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right, welcome to episode 174. Welcome to a new episode of New Mindset Who Dis, and thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I know you could be doing literally anything right now, and I appreciate you being like, you know what? I'm going to see what Case is cooking today. That's really cool to me, and I really appreciate it. I do. So seriously, thank you. And of course, I'm here to deliver. I'm here to keep it real with you, to give you some perspective to think about. And I've got something today that I want to talk about that's on my heart. And I guess I did kind of give it away in the title, a little bit of clickbait there. But I want to talk about how to handle that oh-too-familiar feeling reaction we have in life of feeling bitter. It's like, you know, drinking a bitter cup of coffee or really dark chocolate or kale. I think kale is bitter, right? It's like that feeling in life when you react to something that's bitter, but unlike coffee or chocolate or kale, you let it sit within you and eat away at you for far too long. And we all do this. Bitterness. You could also call it anger or resentment or jealousy, or whatever you want to call it. But bottom line is it's no good. And we need to learn to let go of this emotion because it does nothing more than hold us back. I think we can all agree with that. So the good news here is that we can flip the script. We can take our natural tendency to be bitter. You know, we are human after all. We do this. I don't think it's entirely possible to not get bitter. We can take that feeling and we can turn it into something incredibly positive. We can take this tendency we have to be bitter, you know, bitter after a breakup, bitter when we don't get that promotion or our careers or our creative outlets aren't going the way we want. You know, we react with bitterness, but we can turn it into something powerful and motivating. And this is something that I think we're all incredibly capable of doing and something that we really should do because, you know, imagine a world where you're just cool, calm, collected, like a cucumber, where, you know, you're able to do your thing, observe the world, be thrown curveballs, where you're able to look at the world around you, the people in it, and instead of feeling resentment towards someone else's success or despair over your own lack of success or, you know, hate towards your ex or frustration with some aspect of your life, you simply feel driven to do better. And then you do. You become better. You level up. You grow. And boom, you're a new person through that experience. And then you look back and you're like, wow, where did that come from? Where did that sudden motivation and hustle come from? Well, it came from turning that bitterness around and using it to empower yourself. It came from putting that bitterness down, flipping it and reversing it from feeling that feeling of being bitter to a feeling of wanting, demanding nothing less than becoming better. I think that's something we can all do, and it's what I want to talk about briefly here in this episode, and I'll hop right into it. But real quick, I want to let you know that I'm going to start releasing short 4, 5, 6 minute meditations here on the podcast, or rather meditations and music. That's what I'm calling them. I have some really cool deals in place, collaborations, partnerships with record labels, DJs, producers, and I'm going to be going big with it. I'm really passionate about this to, you know, just bring a new kind of energy, vibe, positivity, meditation, to create meditations that leave you feeling at peace, but also energized, like this cool combo. Meditations that are really short and simply feature my words over the music. And it just leaves you with clarity, but also feeling amped and excited. Like I've said this before, but I've found, you know, this type of meditation works so well for me. And whereas the kind where you sit in silence and in thought, it's never really worked for me. I've never, you know, found it to be that effective. it's never really led me to feeling, you know, clear or vulnerable or just like in touch. But this way that I combine music and word, it really works for me. So I'm going to be releasing a bunch for you. And I already released one. I'm releasing them as bonus content here on the podcast, New Mindset Who Dis. The one I just released, go back and listen to it. It's like 4 minutes long. It's called I'm Happy to Be Me. Check that out. And also the meditation mixtapes, the other project I've got going, that's the like the longer 30-40 minute version of what I just described. More of those are coming soon, so stay tuned. But I'm really passionate and I just geek out over this idea of combining music and meditation. So thank you for supporting me. Thank you for checking them out. It really means a lot. But to the topic at hand, this idea of turning bitterness around to become better. This idea came from an article I saw that talked about an interview that Kobe Bryant once did. And this obviously is on the heels of the tragic death of Kobe and his daughter the other day. And obviously it's so sad and tragic, but the amazing perspective I've learned from him in the following days is crazy. And his legacy is just going to live on. And I think that's something certainly he'd be proud of and his family can take comfort in. But I saw this article where he said that, you know, in hard times, in sad times, in times where you feel hurt or disrespected or overlooked or whatever, you can make one of two decisions. You can decide to be bitter, or you can decide to get better. You can decide to live with anger, resentment, frustrations towards that person, that company, yourself, towards the world, just in general. Or you can decide to get better, to use those feelings to do better, to become better, to move on from that shitty relationship and find someone who truly deserves you, to keep working harder and harder and harder and showcase your talent to the world instead of saying how everything is unfair and rigged against you, to be kind and forgiving to yourself instead of hating or blaming who you are. You can choose to be bitter, or you could turn it around and decide to be better. And I really love this message. I do. You know, frankly, I love the simplicity of it, of just giving yourself two options in life, you know, because I say it all the time, but like, I'm a simple dude, give it to me straight, dumb it down, like slow it down there, my friend, nice and easy, you know, and here it's super simple. How do you react to things in life? Bitter or better? You know, which do you choose? And like, that's such a great question to ask yourself. And I think we could all ask ourselves this and push ourselves to choose better. And most certainly, this is something we all need to do, because we all have things, times, circumstances where we're mad at someone or something. We all have areas where we never really close that door, where we store up anger, disappointment, resentment, jealousy, and we just hold on to it. You hold some memory in your head and your heart, like you hate that person or resent that person, or you're jealous of that person or that company or that circumstance or whatever. That person who was promoted over you, that person who dumped you and is now living their best life, that company that overlooked you, that person who never even gave you a chance, that dude at the gym who's stronger than you, the girl who is in better shape than you, who's more successful than you, like so on and so on. These are very human feelings, I suppose. Hate, anger, frustration, jealousy, you name it. You know, we hang on to those things and it makes you bitter. And that's no good. Because that makes you closed off, it makes you cynical and negative and just blind to opportunities. But to Kobe's point, and I look at my life and this is so true, you can look at each and every emotion, each and every circumstance, each and every person and say, am I going to allow this to make me bitter, or am I going to use this to become better? And when you do that, literally asking yourself that question, great things happen. Things change, because you realize something so fundamental that it really does kind of flip the script on how you approach life. I think it does two things. First, it quite literally can make you turn your life around. It can simply drive you to hustle hard, work hard, get better, change your life. Like, it really can. A bad breakup, getting fired, getting rejected, seeing what you want slip through your fingers, seeing someone else get exactly what you want, exactly what you think you deserve. It can drive you to finally put in the work, all the effort, all the growth to finally, literally, tangibly get what you want, become who you want to become. And spoiler alert, I'm no stranger to this. Like in so many instances of my personal life, times I didn't get what I wanted, where I felt passed up on, where I was straight up rejected, so many times. And in each where I didn't get what I thought I deserved, or when I was straight up rejected or lost or broken up with, it happens. In those instances where I chose better instead of bitter, I literally, quite literally, got better, like in big ways. And if you can truly agree to get better instead of bitter, you like it literally just happens. You do it when you make that decision. Like me, man, like I can think of so many examples. I've talked about this before, but 2 years ago, your boy was in a relationship, got broken up with in like a sudden big way. And like I could so feel the temptation to turn ugly on myself, to harbor hate and resentment and all kinds of nasty things. But I settled on better. And man, now looking back, I am so much better. I'm a better man. Over 2 years of doing this, over saying better, not bitter, better, not bitter, better, not bitter, and working towards it, working on myself and the man I am, the way I communicate, the vulnerability, the humility, the kindness, even the fitness, my career, everything, better, not bitter. And I came out the other end truly, tangibly, no doubt about it, better. It's like a before and after because I made that decision. And now it's like, I'm so much more deserving of a better relationship than the one I had, like, whew, by far. And I'm there now because I made that decision. I used that question to drive me. Better? Bitter? Which one do you decide? I chose better. In my career, my creative outlets, in my passions, it's the same thing. This is a big one for me, honestly, even currently, like with this podcast. I say it all the time, but I'm so incredibly humbled by it. It's incredibly popular, which blows my mind. But, you know, it's still not number one. There's shows that get the headlines, the deals, the lights, the cameras. And I don't really, I guess. And to date, I haven't really. I've had some great things, don't get me wrong. But I haven't, not number one, not number two. And in the past year, I could kind of feel a little bit of resentment towards that filling me up inside. I felt bitter. You know, I'd look at the top podcasts and I would just feel a little bit of resentment. Like I'd look at them and I'd be like, what? I'm right there with them. I'm doing it. I'm popular. I'm doing it. Why am I not experiencing the same success? Like, why? Like, what the fuck? Like, why not? And I could feel myself harboring bitterness, and not towards anyone in particular, but just in general. Bitterness towards my own lack of recognition or success. But recently, I recognize this and I've committed to answering that question, to asking that question first, saying, yo, Case, are you going to be bitter? Or are you just going to be better? Which one is it, dude? Bitter or better? And it's better. I've chosen better, better, not bitter. I'm doubling down on it, tripling down on it, on doing what I love, on doing the podcast and writing and relating and loving and just doing it. And now in my head, it's like, you know, fuck what other people are doing or their headlines they're getting. I'm going to do better, to be better. And one day I'm going to look back and I'm going to laugh at how desperate I was to want it. And just, I'm just going to work for it now. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it for sure. But in the meantime, I'm not going to be bitter. And I'm telling you that this mentality, like, it's already paying off with opportunities and business and recognition and those things that I used to feel were just slipping through my hands. So don't think that asking yourself bitter or better is just like a fairy tale question or a nice to ask thing. Like, it really works. And I think it could work for you in whatever area of your life or your career or relationships or health and fitness or creativity or music, art, blogging, whatever you're doing, where you feel that you've been slighted or rejected or slow or not given an opportunity, you can double down on this mindset. You can commit to being better, not bitter. And when you do this, I think you'll find yourself really relieved. Like, it's this cool balance. You'll feel relieved that you don't have to harbor those feelings anymore. But you'll feel motivated at the same time to do better. You won't feel bitter. You'll literally be motivated to want to do better organically. And that's a great relief. But the real cherry on top is I realized that when you let this question guide you and you start choosing better over bitter each time, you start to learn some really cool things about yourself. You start to learn that those feelings you had in the first place, you know, jealousy or hate or resentment or whatever, they're usually not about what you thought they were about. Like if you were jealous of a coworker getting a promotion because you were like, oh, I deserved it. I deserve that money. I deserve that raise. When you choose better and then you work towards it and you grind towards it, you'll start to realize that it might not have been about the money, but you wanted the impact or the influence or the respect or something completely different. Or, you know, like a relationship, you could hold resentment over a relationship that turned sour or someone not choosing you. And you were originally, you know, you were angry that the person would choose someone else. But by choosing better instead of bitter and working towards it, maybe you'll come out the other side and realize that, you know, really what you wanted was someone that you could count on, or like commitment. And that was the feeling that eluded you. But by being better, now you know what you want and can work towards it. So like, really, I think this better, not bitter idea is about realizing certain things about yourself. So to me, it's like, it's a no-brainer. If you give yourself those two options and you start choosing better, you're going to actually become better. And that's great. And you're also going to realize some pretty freaking great things about yourself in the process. And that's also great. So that's all I really wanted to say here. I want to keep this short. You know, this idea of to use that bitterness, whatever form it is, jealousy, resentment, anger, and instead of just burying it, letting it eat at you, use it to transform yourself to be better. Use it in relationships to demand the best for yourself, to better yourself and truly know who you are and what you deserve, that you'll never put yourself in that situation again, that you'll fight and fight and wait until you find the person who is right for you and you're right for them. That's better. Use it in your career to not get down on yourself for not always winning or rising to the top as fast as you wanted. Use it when you don't get the recognition you think you deserve. Use it to get better, more impactful. That's getting better. Use it in your personal life and how you see yourself. Use it to say, I'm going to get better instead of seeing myself as weak or less or falling behind. Say, yes, I'm not where I want to be right now, but I'm going to get better. I'm just going to keep working and get better. That's how you turn bitterness to being better. Don't feel bad for reacting negatively to the bad things in life, the frustrating things in life. Like we're all human. It's okay to react that way, but see them for what they are. Opportunities to do better and become better. And I think through doing that, you literally will. You will get better. You will accomplish more. And while doing that, truly find the things and people that make you happy, fulfilled. And you'll know you're in the right place and doing the right things in your life as you do that, just by choosing better over bitter. So that's it. That's my perspective there. I hope that was helpful. If you thought that was helpful and you could do me a favor, grab your phone and text just one person or DM one person and send them the link to this podcast. Tell them to check it out. That would really, really mean a lot to me. So I'd appreciate that. And also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts right now, if you could take 1 minute to drop a 5-star rating and review, that would be amazing. It's crazy to see 2,000 5-star reviews, and that's because of you. So thank you. Thank you so much. Let me know what you think on Instagram @case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.